I'm sure that God wants to speak to us. It's just going to be just one verse of the scripture, and I'll let you go. How good is that?
Very good.
So it's going to be in the book of Mark chapter 6. No, let's start from 4, chapter 4, verse 36. Book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 36. Mark, chapter 4, verse 36. And the Bible says, and leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. Can you hear me better? Should I use the handheld? Okay, right. So, this is just one verse of the scripture, but it has quite a lot of both physical and spiritual meanings. And if you look at this verse, we have four sentence fragments. And we are going to consider these four fragments quickly and we'll go. The very first one says, and leaving the crowd. Have you ever been in a situation where you were swept up in a moment and there is pressure everywhere and you quickly made a decision that you regretted later? I have. I don't know about you. There's pressure from people, pressure from situations and obstacles. And you quickly made a decision and you regretted it. I have. I work in an organization where I have to make life-changing decisions every single moment. And few of these mistakes I've ever made is as a result of pressure from either the stakeholders or the managers or trying to quickly respond to email from applicants. Or even trying to attend to the demands of my colleagues. And I make a mistake. But then, you need to, every now and then, step away from the crowd. You need to step away from the crowd. Think about Pilate. He was facing pressures, demands from people. And he quickly condemned Jesus Christ to death, an innocent man. What about Aaron? The impatience and the pressures from the Israelites led him to do what? To mold a golden calf. Because he quickly took decisions. So now, these are what crowd means. These are what crowd represents. So you need to step aside before you take that decision. Move away from the crowd. You need to move away from the crowd before you take that all important decision. Bible says, and leaving the crowd. So learn to move away from the crowd. What about Jesus Christ? Before he took that ultimate decision, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane alone to pray. If Jesus Christ did, I think you and I need to do that even more. Move away from the crowd. The crowd can stop you from hearing clearly from God. You could hear from every other person except from God. here, Jesus Christ has just finished preaching. And he approached the disciples. And that is on the second fragment. He says, and they took him into the boat, just as he was. Jesus Christ has just finished preaching. He started from morning and preached up to the evening. And he approached them. And the Bible said, they took him into the boat. The boat here represents the situations of life. It might rock sometime. It might rock sometime. If you read verse 35, the Bible says, and Jesus Christ said to them, let's go over to the other side. The boat is where your journey of faith is tested, tried, and matured. But the fact that you are taking Jesus with you does not mean that boat will not rock. But it just means that in the midst of all this, Jesus is with you in them. Hallelujah. And that is the second fragment. Now, permit me to go to the fourth fragment before I come back to the third one, where actually the topic of our message is. The third one said, the fourth one, and other boats were with them. What is this teaching of? That our spiritual journey is both personal and communal. Other boats were with them. Before you do anything, think about people that are around you. About a year ago, I preached a message here. And I was really humbled when our little sister, Chidera, stood up here on the day of our baptism and quoted exactly the word from my message. And that was Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15, where I was telling us about the little foxes that destroys the vineyard. I didn't know that that message was stuck in her mind. Other boats are with you. I was trying to grapple with that when Ezine came out here last Sunday and replicated exactly the same message again. So the way you run your Christian race matters a lot. It could have been worse, but thank God it was just a message I preached. Those guests were looking at me, were listening to me that a year ago here. The behavior you're putting up in your offices, in your street, in your neighborhood, in your family, don't you think you're impacting someone either positively or negatively? Other boats were with them. So remember that there are others keenly watching your life wherever you are. Other boats were with them. Now let me go back to the third one where I got a message from, the title of our message. Take him just as he was. They took Jesus Christ just as he was into their boat. You know, we live in this generation now of instant gratification. Everything is faster. Fast internet, fast broadband, fast food, fast money, fast travel. Yesterday I was going through a documentary. How it is that England is going to spend over £100 billion on HS2 speed train? Yeah.
everything fast. We want everything now fast. And that train will be moving at 250 miles per hour. Everything is fast. You know the danger there? Even you and I, we are trying to manufacture fast Jesus. We want our prayers answered on demand. It is now or never. But that's the danger. We microwave our food in minutes. We scroll through online news in seconds. And we want to manufacture that same Jesus Christ. No way, no way, no way. That's the danger in it. Why not take him just as he is? I promise you it was going to be a very good message. Now, about a few weeks back, I took my 22-year-old son to a meeting. And they gave him this, you know, this tiny fruit twist, plastic bottle. The fruit twist. So he was gulping it very, very fast. I knew he was going to finish it so quickly. So I grabbed it from him, took my bag, and I topped it up with water. And I turned back and I gave it to him. He still grabbed it. The color didn't change much. But immediately he tested it, he gave it back to me. Because the test is no more the same. So as you are trying to dilute Jesus Christ, as you are trying to replicate a fast Jesus Christ, do you think when situation arises, do you think he's still going to function exactly the way he should have if you had allowed him to be the original Jesus Christ? No. No. Why not take Jesus Christ as he is? Do not try to put him in a box. You make him to fit your situation. Jesus Christ, yes, don't go to my pocket. Jesus Christ, stay here, yeah, but don't go to my time. I come to church when I want. I give offering when I want. I do whatever I want, but still stay there. I would like the technical team to display something on the screen. Good. What is that called in England?
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow, exactly. This is exactly what some of us have made Jesus Christ to be. In Africa, you do this to scare away animals that comes to do what? To eat up your farm. Does it move? It doesn't move. It does not move. It always stays that way. Day in, day out. Week in, week out. Just like that. That's what we, some of us, have made our Jesus to be in our life. Stay there. Let the devil come and see that you are in my life. But then, don't do nothing. I tell us a story. One day, myself and my dad went to the farm only to discover that these scary object was on the floor. You know why? There was this particular baboon that was watching it every single day. He would come and get scared, run away. He was watching it keenly until one day he realized that it wasn't a real thing. And angrily went and tore it into pieces and inflicted the worst damage round the farm, round that scarecrow. Yes, you can keep Jesus Christ there in your life, but it will not stop the devil from attacking you as long as you don't allow him to be the Lord of your life. Why not let him take full control of your life? Do not make Jesus Christ a scarecrow in your life. Allow him to be the real Jesus. Allow him to be the Lord of your life. Some of us want him in our own times. Jesus Christ, stay here. Let's just do it this way. Let's go into agreement. When I ask you to come in, you come in. When I don't want you to come in, you stay there. I live my life. But then, why won't you take Jesus Christ as he was? The disciple had the option of asking him, Dad, our father, since you've been preaching all day, go have your shower. Maybe you have unkempt hair. Let's comb your hair. Let's put perfume on you. Jesus Christ was tired. Of course, he's been preaching since morning. He was tired. But they took him just as he was into the boat. How have you tried to adulterate Jesus in your life? Or is it as concentrated as it is supposed to be? Take Jesus Christ as he is. If you are visiting us for the first time today, it is an opportunity for you to accept him in your life. If you are already in the fold, I implore you to take him just as he is and stop making him a scarecrow in our life. Let's think. Where have you made Jesus Christ a scarecrow in your life? Is he still the Lord of your life? Or you just see him as a miracle worker? Come into my life and work miracle. Come into my life and give me a good job. But then, in terms of offering, let me make the decision myself. I would like us to bow down our heads. Let's close our eyes. If you are in a storm today, do not assume that Jesus has left you. He is still in the boat. If your faith has wavered because Jesus doesn't look the way you expected him to look, all you need to do is receive him all again, just as he is. If you're feeling alone, just look around. There are other boats with you. There are other believers running the same race with you. You are not there by yourself. I want us to cast our mind back into our life and see where we have tried to manufacture our own Jesus. In this generation of instant gratification, where have you expected Jesus to move faster than he should? Yes, if you take the kind of Jesus Christ you have manufactured into your boat, when it starts rocking, he will not rebuke the wind. Our Lord Jesus, we thank you for being in a boat with us. Help us, Lord, to receive you fully and to trust you deeply. And above all, to remember that others are watching the way we run.
Father, we pray that you steal our heart, even when this wave is rising. And remind us, O God, that with you, we are never alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.